What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Tokusatsu World Tour. We are back. It's been a while since we've done an official episode.
Season two, let's go!
Baby. As usual, this is your favorite podcast where we like to dive into the little nooks and crannies of Tokusatsu. Today is a little bit different, but as usual, my name is Jem. Joined with me, as always, let's see what we're going with today. The Dustin to my Shane. Aww. Achilles, what's going on, everybody?
I wanted to be the like little hamster to your Cam.
I thought of that one, but I was like, we're not like father and son. I feel we're more like brothers in a sense, you know?
I will take the Dustin to your Shane. I do have a lot to say about that because I haven't seen Ninja Steel. This is like my first real experience into it. So I'll talk about the Ninja Steel Rangers because I know they're one of your favorites.
Nice. Yeah.
Ninja Storm.
Yeah. All good. And it's funny. I should have said that I was Dustin because I hate being red. I'd rather be the Yellow Ranger. But we'll go with that. However, today we have a very special guest. If you're watching us live on twitch.tv/Achilles right now, we are with Colin K. Bass. Colin, what is going on, man? How are you doing tonight?
What is up, guys? Thank you so much for having me. I am excited to talk to you guys. And I'm doing great, man. I love this Power Ranger stuff. And it's so great to talk to like-minded people. I'm excited to talk to you.
Yeah. You don't just love this Power Ranger stuff. I feel like that was the understatement of season two already of Tokyo World Tour.
I live this Power Ranger stuff.
Yeah, Collins, for everybody maybe that's watching who doesn't know who you are, what could you tell them?
My name is Colin K. Bass. I write and act in the Power Rangers extended universe. It's basically a fusion between the core fandom and the actual canon TV series and comic books. And we're fusing it together in this giant extended universe. We have four shows, comic books, and all your favorite returning Rangers are coming back to reprise their roles. And I'm just doing my part to make this fandom even bigger and better than it already is.
Hell yeah.
We see, when he says all, that's also an understatement. I just want to point that out too. Like, you were throwing out names before we went live, and the people that you already have in episodes that, like, no spoilers for future ones, but the people that you already have in episodes that have already aired is an insane cast. Being right. Like Catherine the Pink Ranger, Andros the In Space Red Ranger. How do you get, like, just speaking as a fan of that Power Rangers sphere myself, like, how do I get to know these people? How do I be friends with all these people?
I'd say come to the cons and come to the after parties. They are really cool. We bonded a lot. I don't know if I'm just gonna tell a story, Chris, if you don't like it, I'm sorry, but when I was on the way to film Bloodline, Chris texts me and he goes, hey, what's your poison? And I was like, I'm down for some Jack. And we just had a shot of Jack right when I got there and met him, and we just bonded. So they're all really cool. I've only had good interactions with them, but on set is not the time to get to know them. I'd say like cons and after parties. I'll introduce you guys. You got it.
Start drinking Jack. Okay, cool. Got it. Got it in my notes.
Get into the after parties.
Yeah. Be cool. Got it.
Actually go to conventions.
Yes. That's cute.
Yeah.
Fun fact. Jem spotted a Toku star in a video he was watching the other night that he sent me a picture of.
Oh, yeah. Sophie and I, my partner, we were watching some Power Morphicon panels from 2018. And I just so happened to watch one that was, I think, about creators and stuff like that. And there was a guy that just so happened to ask a couple of questions. And I was like, that guy looks familiar. And it happened to be you, Colin. I was like, that's Colin Bass. Yeah.
What did I say?
You had asked them what their favorite Power Ranger seasons were. I remember Jacob, Database Ranger, was on the panel. There's a couple of other people. I don't really remember their names, but I remember seeing your face and I was like, oh wait, that's Colin Bass. We're gonna have him on the podcast in a couple days.
That is amazing. Will you send me the link?
Yeah, absolutely. I got you.
Because that was my first Morphicon, and I saw the fan film panel where Unworthy won. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't care what I have to do, I want to do that. And that was how I came up with the idea for First Ninja, which started this whole snowball. So I would love to see
that. Hell yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I'll definitely get that to you, man. But because of that, I guess I'll ask you right now, what's your favorite Power Ranger season?
My favorite Power Ranger season is Dino Thunder. And Connor McKnight is my favorite Ranger. And that, it's funny because I've never played anything Dino Thunder related, but in episode 4 of Shattered Past, it was a Dino Thunder themed episode. Mm-hmm. So I just had a field day writing that. That was so much fun.
That's awesome.
You could have fooled me because you're repping the wrong team tonight. On your hat and in your background.
Here's the thing, though. I've played an Air Ninja. I have the suit. I have the training uniform. My character started the Wind Ninja Academy. I gotta rip the Wind Ninja Academy, the Air Ninja.
He just goes completely against Connor.
Yeah.
I do have my little Connor collection, though. I got him over here on my shelf.
He points off to the side because he knows we can't see it. Yeah, over here.
So I got the Target Special Edition one.
Ooh, yeah.
Those black cases are so sick.
I got this.
Oh, dope.
Because nice. It turns into the Morpher. And then I have the Morpher. It's just on Warlord Vex's bandolier thing.
Is that braced by any chance for any specific future episode or?
So I had a dream, right? So in Shattered Past, my character, Sam O'Neill, the Omega Ranger, can Omega access weapons and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I had a dream where I was like, dude, what if I Omega access a Dino Gem and it works and I get super speed? But I think that's a little too
OP. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
So I got it more for my collection. But if something comes along where it makes sense for like one episode, then it breaks, or I can't use it, then yeah, I would love to get some super speed real quick.
I imagine you just going up to your graphic, whoever your graphics people are, and be like, can we give me super speed this episode? Can we give me Saba this episode?
Yeah, that's basically, I go, can we do this? And then we go from there.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say it's all tax write-offs anyways. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think it's a really cool idea that, because, you know, we were watching a couple of episodes. Sophia had never seen Shattered Past. Again, my partner, who's right behind me. So we were watching the first couple of episodes, and just watching it again, I was like, oh, yeah, he can just grab any weapon, or, like, we can, like, download that data and kind of, like, use that power. But I never thought of using a brace from a season to use that super speed. That's amazing, because you can do that with anything. Maybe like, let me get this Morpher, now I can use powers from RPM and just like use the invincibility shield or something. Like, yeah, that's really cool.
It's tough to find a balance between like, hey, why doesn't he just do this? And so I kind of tried to make him not OP, but like he calls him when he needs him, basically.
Yeah.
And at the end of EP4, I catch an energy orb from Draken. And it just shatters my Morpher in my hand, and I'm all messed up. And so that's why in this episode, I'm not just morphing and summoning everything and messing these people up.
Which nice. I will say, the Omega Ranger that shows up at the end of episode 4 is one of my favorite things. So I'm like, oh, that's like brand new, and they're throwing that in too and everything.
I was so specific on that morphing sequence because I've been dreaming about it since EP1. Mm-hmm. I just didn't have the suit or the helmet. Everything was so delayed, and we were just kind of juggling all these different series. And I was like, who knows if we're going to even get to that? And then Shattered Past started being our number one show. And I was like, I got to morph. Like, I just have to. So I talked to our VFX artist and sent him when Sky used the Red Ranger Morpher in SPD. That was like kind of the inspiration, but I wanted it yellow here, blue here, my moves to be this. So it was a big like creative collaboration, but I'm so happy with it. I post it whenever I can.
Absolutely.
Dream come true.
So cool.
So Colin, here on Tokusatsu World Tour, our big thing is watching one episode of any Tokusatsu that's available free and legally for everyone. I know you're a gigantic Power Rangers fan, and as does everyone else now. I wanted to ask you, is that your only foray into Tokusatsu, or are there other things that you've seen, like Super Sentai and stuff?
I have dipped into Super Sentai. I believe it was right when I got back into Power Rangers, because I'm a 90s baby. Mm-hmm. I was Mighty Morphin. Mm-hmm. Grew out of it, came back for Ninja Storm, and was like, this is dope. What am I doing? So I always checked in each season, but Disney era is my number one era. And then when it came to, I believe it was RPM, I was like, RPM's awesome. This would be a great show even without Power Rangers. And I started seeing what the Sentai was like. Mm-hmm. But the thing that made me like even know what Sentai was that Dino Thunder episode where they showed the Sentai.
Lost the Translation.
So I was going through like the deep dives of YouTube and watching Super Sentai, and I saw the blue Shark Ranger from Wild Force, but obviously the Sentai version, get his helmet crushed and like blood squirted everywhere and he's all messed up on the ground. I was like, what am I watching? What is this? So I did a deep dive into Super Sentai. And then I did some Kamen Rider like studying, because we have like a couple Kamen Rider Easter eggs, and in a perfect world, I'd love to bring him in somehow, or one of them in.
Masked so Rider coming into Shattered Past here?
Something like that. I would love
Furbus
that.
Cameo?
It's just...
Sorry, go for it. I was just gonna say I did see the Yggdrasil and Hidden billboards, and I was hype about that. I was like, oh, hold up, Zero One's one of my favorite seasons. So I was like, oh, okay, there it is.
See, stuff like that. See, I'd love, so when Shattered Past is gonna end after Ep 6, and we're gonna start Omega Force. It's gonna be like the team Sam assembles against a new enemy. And I really want to just go buck wild. I'm talking Ninja Turtles, Kamen Rider, everything that like us fans would want to see, you know.
That's so, so cool.
That's my experience with anything Toku, but I do check in and compare them to other seasons in case I want to learn from it and incorporate things into Shattered Past. Like, for example, our Inferno Ranger, that was inspired by the Black Wind Ranger from, I'm using all the terms wrong, I'm sorry, but from Hurricanger.
Yeah.
They have the Black Ranger, but it's the red one that after 10 years. But I was like, dude, let's make our own. So we made the Inferno Ranger. Sam's SPD jacket that I just got from this company, I wanted that to pay homage to the Sentai version, but also look like the American version. So it's like the American version, but white and blue. So things like that, I know the gist of them because I dive in and try to do my best to study when I write these things.
Nice. Yeah.
That's dope. That's,
yeah. I have a quick question just because we're talking about Shattered Past really quick.
Yeah.
So I noticed that episode one came out around like 2 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And like episode four came out, what, a couple months ago?
Yeah.
So how has the, as far as like a behind the scenes process, how has that whole situation changed from episode one now to episode four? Like, is it easier or is there just like more, maybe more people to work with that it just feels different?
Yeah, we did not expect it to do this well. Yeah, you might enjoy this story. I tell this story on interviews, but some people don't really understand the irony of it. Mm-hmm. So it was First Ninja, right? A Ninja Storm series.
Yeah.
And we're going to go film episode two. Shattered Past wasn't even a thing yet. And we want to go film up in Big Bear. Our Ninja Storm series was literally stormed out. We couldn't film because there was a big storm up in Big Bear. And I was like, well, we have to do a Power Rangers thing because we had this kind of like a sponsorship where we were just going to plug their company at the end. And I was like, we have to do it this weekend. We put it off too long. So what are we going to do? And I had the Omega Ranger morpher and I had like clothes and I'm a average white guy that could look like Sam. And I pitched the idea. I'm like, dude, let's make up a new thing. It's going to be the Omega Ranger going back in time and to stop Draken. And then we'll get our sponsorship done. And so we do it and it blows up and it becomes this like successful web series. And we're like, okay, let's keep it going. Ep one comes out. And I just so happened to assemble a Time Force Red that I make Landon's dad, which was like fans really enjoyed that. Genius. Psycho Green, which has only been seen in comics. So all these like happy accidents kind of snowballed into it. So it has changed drastically. The reason why I didn't get my suit, because I didn't think I was going to do an episode two. I thought it was over. And then but now that Shattered Past has become this thing where the fans are voting on our Patreon for what season to come up next. People can get involved because of time travel. We can bring in real Rangers, weapons, all these different things. It's just limitless. So it's changed so much, so drastically. And I just always want to do the next episode bigger, bigger, and bigger. And the fans voted for Ninja Storm on this episode. So we had a blast bringing back characters from First Ninja and Rise and like combining all these different things, very, you know, Marvel Cinematic Universe-esque. And it's completely different and so much more free than all of our other series.
That's awesome.
Speaking of Ninja Storm, we watched at the behest of Colin.
Yeah.
The two-part crossover of Thunderstorm. Let's get to the rundown. Thunderstorm is the 31st and 32nd episodes of Power Rangers Dino Thunder. These episodes tell the story of Dino Rangers and the Ninja Rangers team up. The entire cast from Power Rangers Ninja Storm reprises their original roles. The original air dates were October 2nd and October 9th of 2004. And some fun facts for this episode. I read them before. Let me scroll down to them. Lothor's bodyguards appeared in the Japanese Power Rangers show that was shown in Lost and Found in translation, which was dubbed and edited version of Abba Ranger. Mm-hmm. And although they remain unnamed and silent in this episode, Doug Sloan stated afterwards that Lothor's new generals were named Izzy and Paparazzi after two notable members of the online fandom.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
And then the other one is Mara and Cassidy pass by each other at the end of part two. They both say their respective partners that the other looks similar to themselves because they are both played by the same actress.
One of my favorite parts as a kid and still as an adult, I just love that little tidbit because they are played by the same actress.
I love that too. That was great.
I had no idea watching it until I read this. I was just like, those two people really dig each other.
No, the Disney era, they reused a lot of people for those like five seasons and they just kept grabbing them and switching their hair or something like that. They switched a lot of people. I can think of at least four people that have bounced back from different seasons.
That's something we talk about in Tokusatsu in general, because Toei does the same thing where it's like, hey, you were this actor for this one, come back for these three other series for this one in different positions and everything. I just like the big like family feel of it all.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I agree with you there. You know, it's funny because as of the filming of this podcast episode, Sophie and I are watching Abba Ranger on the side with all the other shows that we're watching. And when we were watching this two-parter today, we noticed that those generals looked familiar, but just a little bit more familiar this time around. And she was like, are those the guys from Abba Ranger? And I was like, you know what? I think they are. And obviously they ended up, you know, being them. But it's just cool that like now as an adult, I see things differently now. Like back then I was just like, oh, this is just this monster that's in this little team up that I'm watching. But now it's like, oh, that's a general from Abba Ranger who does this XYZ. And it's just, I don't know. It's really cool to see that now.
Mm-hmm. Dude, when Lothor walks into the Ninja Academy and it's the one, the whatever one's on the side with the big spikes, I was like, that's one of the coolest looking monsters I've ever seen.
Yeah. And it's funny because like Dino Thunder has wacky monsters. Like the Geno Randomizer makes some crazy monsters. So I think like, that being an Abba Ranger thing, watching it now, I can just see all the random wackiness that those suits actually are.
like the photocopy guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just stuff like that where you're just like, oh, I guess that's the villain power for this episode. He's just going to copy their weapons.
Yeah.
All right. We always ask one question from everyone to describe these two episodes that we watch. Colin, we'll start with you.
I was thinking about this when you asked me. I'm going to say satisfying. I was very satisfied, and it was just so great seeing my boys and girls come back, and the big final fight was very, very satisfying.
Yep. Yes. I think just rolling kind of what off Colin was saying before we went live, it's probably like my word is top tier. It's kind of two words, but I think it's really good. It's a really good Power Ranger team up for multiple reasons, I think. But I think the best team ups not only bring back the heroes, but bring back the villains too.
Yeah.
Like in Time Force with Wild Force, you get Rancic back, you get Nadira back. And in this situation, you get Lothor back and he has a couple different generals, but the fact that that actor came back is just really cool. And I just like the chemistry with the two casts and then that battle with Lothor and Mezogog at the end. I just think stuff like that's really cool. And you don't get that in every team up.
One of the coolest parts of this whole thing was the Lothor Mezogog at the end.
Yeah, because Mezogog rarely throws down.
But it's sad to see Lothor, who is just such a funny but tough villain for a whole season, just get turned into a toy. I was like, no. Yeah.
funny enough, my word is collectible because Mezogog says it at the end. But as I was watching this, I was like, damn, Dino Fury has a lot of toys. Like they were just at that final battle, throwing them all out there. They were like, buy the battleizer, buy the bikes, buy this. And I was just like, this is really cool. Like, it's like when you have all your toys together and you're just like, all right, now all of them are going to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as someone who hasn't seen Ninja Storm before, cause like I was telling you guys before, we went live back in the day, back in our days of the 90s. You weren't able to catch every episode of everything. And there was no going back. Like, you had to highlight the TV guide and figure out when it aired again.
Yeah, Channel 3, right?
Yeah.
Or you're hitting a Blockbuster for that one VHS that has like a couple episodes, but it doesn't have all of the episodes in order.
Doesn't even have a whole arc on it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You're just looking at that cliffhanger. Yep.
I remember specifically Green with Evil was two different VHSs, and we had the second one, but not the first.
Yep. That's
frustrating.
I think it was the same situation for us. I just don't remember which part we had.
Yeah. See, we're whole. We're two halves of a whole. You had had part one.
We really complete each other.
But I had never seen Ninja Steel. I'm doing it again. I'd never seen Ninja Storm. Because, like Colin said, you just kind of grow out of Power Rangers, especially 90s kids at a certain point. But I did come back for Dino Thunder because we all did, because, you know, Tommy was in it. Yeah, exactly. So when this came up, it was one of those ones I was like, oh yeah, I've never seen that one. I could just skip it. Skipped it and never kind of came back to it. Came back to it now. I just want to say at the beginning, the Ninja Storm Rangers are training their like classmates, mm-hmm. or their, because they're senseis now.
Right.
And they're like putting up a fight or whatever. But then the Ninja Storm Rangers use their powers, which I feel like is a terrible move. Like, because Shane is so mad at the students. He's like, you all need to think about what you did here today. Like, you all failed, basically. But like, they don't have powers like you guys.
Well, we don't know that because the school trains people in power. It wasn't just those three that have the elemental mm-hmm. powers. The idea is that everyone trains in the different power okay. because they can access it. Like, you don't choose your element. That's what I gathered, at least from the Ninja Storm series. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't pick your element. You just, it's within you. So those trainees could have teamed up and done an air blast at Sensei.
Air blast gets used so much in this yeah. episode.
Yeah. Oh, they just have that ninja blast that doesn't, it's not anything. They're just yeah. like, yeah. I'm like, what is that? Just a wah, 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 you know? Yeah. What is that?
I like that. I think Ethan points it out in part two where he's like, can they stop doing that to us every time they get blasts? It's my favorite part.
I like when he gets stoked on the ninja streaks. He's like, ninja streak.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's one of those scenes where you get to see your ranger be as excited as we would be if we had met yeah. these rangers. And I think those moments are always nice.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's so fun seeing that, like, we'll talk about it later, our favorite moments, but that's civilian battle where each side has their powers outside of their ranger suits. Mm-hmm. I loved that. And the way they did like air and super speed was so cool. Yeah. / ninja dashing to make it even. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah. The water blast and like the scream, just yeah. like Kamehameha versus Gallic gun type situation was like so sick to see. I just love shit like that.
Me too. Yeah.
Even leading up to that, I like the fact that like Tommy beforehand says like, hey, something is taking them over. We don't know what it is. So just defend yourself. And then when they get there, Connor's like, hey, if they morph, we morph. If they use their powers, we use their powers. And it's like yes. a really cool way that like, okay, they're just stalling. Like there's no yeah. plan to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Connor was like really hitting his strides. He said it was like 31 and 32 of Dino yes. Thunder. Yeah. I think one of the reasons why I love Connor so much is his character development's like this. He's yeah. this cocky, arrogant, girl-obsessed jock, right? And by the end of it, he's like, when he got his Battleizer, he was like choosing the right thing to do, not just for the girl, but for the tree and for the team. And then when he gets the Triassic form, he's like, do you guys trust me? And they're like, we trust you. And he came from like this cocky, really unlikable guy to just a really great leader.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely agree.
And as someone who hasn't seen, like I said, Ninja Steel before, Ninja Storm before.
Storm.
You have no idea how much I repeated it before this podcast, and I'm still getting it wrong.
You're in the mirror. Ninja Storm.
Yeah. Storm. Look, you're in charge of this, okay? Look,
can we play a drinking game where we just take a sip every time you
every
say
time.
Ninja Steel?
Yeah.
That's also my training to hang out with Andros. So. Yep. but as someone that hasn't seen it, watching this, I was like... hey, Darth Mortar, thank you for the follow. Watching it, I was like, hey, these two teams match up really well in terms mm-hmm. of personality style and everything.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's cool that you say that because I thought this two-parter, it being in Dino Thunder, the season Dino Thunder, does a very good job of bringing back that world of Ninja Storm and like blending the two together. Like mm-hmm. I think seeing Tori, I think she met up with Blake. Or, like, Blake invites them over to, like, the racetrack. Seeing that moto racetrack just brings me straight to Ninja Storm.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to love this as right off the top because Kira gets rejected by Blake. She's like, are you asking about a date? And he's like, no. Like, right, yes. right off the bat.
Thank you. It was Kira. I said Tori, but it was yeah. definitely Kira because it's Dino Thunder. which was the other thing. I was like, I wrote it down in my notes. I was like, Blake, of course, is flirting with the only girl of the team. Like, what? Why can't he just chill? But again, yeah, I thought it was really cool how they're just making us feel like we're back in Ninja Storm. But again, it's the Dino Thunder crew. It's the Dino Thunder cast. And like, I know, I thought they did a really great job of blending the two.
I agree.
I'm assuming, Jem, you might know this. This is a movie in Sentai, right?
It was, yeah, the Abba Ranger versus Hurricanger.
Okay, because there's a part where, in part one, where Tommy's like, hey, Trent, hold back just in case Mezugog, like, shows up, we have you. And I was like, oh, that's because they don't have footage with with the White Ranger.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, too, because Sophia, when we got to that Sentai footage, she was like, oh, that's why those generals are here, because they're in the Sentai footage. I was like, yeah, probably. It's, like, the movie stuff. But also, like, you've been mentioning Tommy, and, like, I'm thinking right now that he was, like, barely in this episode. Like, yeah. Tommy, Jason David Frank was, like, barely in the Power Ranger thing, and I think that's rare. I feel like usually nowadays, if he's in something, he's going to be the focus.
Yeah, he kind of stayed, all his things are shot in that room, right?
Yeah, like that, and then the scene at the end, yeah.
Yeah, it was like one day of filming for him. He was just like, hey, we should probably call Cam. All right, peace, guys. Wrap it up.
Let me morph real quick.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then showing up at the quarry, morphing, and then peacing out.
Yeah. Yeah. That was an easy week for JDF.
Yeah.
Yep. He was like, I need to chill this week, guys. You guys have a bunch of other Rangers coming. Let me just chill.
Yeah. He's like, you got 12? You don't need me. You don't need me. I'm going to sit over here.
Do I have to come this week? Can I just stay home?
Oh, I'm in the footage? Oh, cool. Can I be invisible again, though? Can
you guys do the thing where the suit actor is just there and I just voice it over later?
He's like, I like that part. What were you guys' other, like, favorite moments that, like, stick out in your head?
Civilian fight, for sure. Love the civilian fight. The double battleizer blast was dope. My favorite battleizer is Shane's, and that was a great episode when he got it, but Connor's stretchy arms are just not
cool. Oh, no, I feel you. I did a tier list a couple months ago of all of them, and as soon as I saw that, I was like, what is this Inspector Gadget style battleizer of him just like, because I watched that whole scene where he first gets it.
Don't forget about the yo-yo.
Just going to say the yo-yo final attack is my least favorite part of the battleizer.
But then when they both fly up and they're like, all their beams, and they just like blast those dudes, they did a good job of it being like a big double thing coming up. And,
yep.
You know, I'm there for it. A funny thing that just popped in my head is Kira flying and Tori holding onto her ankle and slashing people.
I love that they didn't show the bottom of the ankle because you knew like that she was standing on something.
Yep.
She's holding onto it just like I'm like resting my hand on a wall.
Yep. So like, she's on a wire, I'm on a car.
Yeah, like those are the kind of things that are funny to me, but I get it. Like, if I could pull something off like that in one of our shows, I don't care how cheesy it looks, I'm down, you know?
Yeah.
Another random thing is I loved their new Sensei uniforms. How it wasn't the same from Ninja Storm. And they had the Ninja, or the Wind Ninja Academy symbol right here. I thought that looked great too. And I'm sorry, I'm only remembering the really funny parts, but
it's cool.
When I believe it's Ethan swiping at Dustin, and Dustin's just doing this backwards
backflip
like 100 times, dodging the swords, and Ethan's like, he's trying to chop.
That is also one of my favorite parts of the episodes, because they're like, the Dino Rangers come in and they challenge like the Ninja Storm Rangers, and they, hey, I did it. And they, we got one. They pull out their swords, and I'm instantly like, what do you think is going to happen here, guys? Like, these are ninjas. And you're just like, hey, let's sword fight. And they get absolutely worked over.
They get wrecked.
Yeah.
I always remember Connor getting thrown into that hot dog stand, and it just exploded. Like, Connor, no. He's like,
I really like that scene afterwards where, like I said, they're talking to JDF, but they're all like just down on themselves. They're like, hey,
wrecked.
Connor's like, can't we just get our Zords and like squish these dudes? And I was like, yes, why not?
I love Connor. But yeah, the civilian fight that we briefly touched on, the super speed versus super speed, I loved. And then the big scream versus water. And then I love where Dustin's, you know, like the brawler, the earth guy. And Ethan's just using his tough tyrant, or his, what is he?
Triceratops.
Triceratops forearms, which I always thought was an interesting choice of a power, right?
Yeah.
Like super strength or something, but he's just blocking him, and Dustin's like, ah, and then Ethan's like, you know? I love that part too.
Yeah, it's definitely a very it's a defensive power instead of like a like an offensive one.
Yeah, but it does like bounce things back, I remember.
Okay, right. Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely true.
Yeah, so that part I really enjoyed. The big morph sequence, obviously we talked about that. That was amazing. And I love them all sitting at the end kind of talking back to and forth. Like they all kind of were just conversing in that little underground dino area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's a line where Shane's like, "No, you guys fought like rock stars." And Kira's like, "I take that as a compliment."
I would love to be a rock star.
So like things like that. And it was so great seeing my boys again. Dustin is my favorite Ninja Storm Ranger, which is why I made my character in Rise of the Ninja and First Ninja his dad. I thought it'd be cool to like make a descendant type thing. And I loved seeing them back again. And they're still funny and they still kick ass and they've just grown as well, but they still have that comedic timing that I think Power Rangers is lacking now.
Yeah, and I thought it was cool to see them, even when they were taken over, they had like that, that evil vibe to them, but they still had that comedic timing when they were going back and forth with the Dino Rangers. And I was like, this is really good. Like, this makes me want to go back and watch Ninja Storm.
You should. Ninja Storm's really good because it's exciting outside of the Ranger suits, the ninjas and the elements and stuff. And they just are funny. There's a scene that I was watching with Danny, our yellow Earth Ranger, and it's Cam, and he's like at a cooking class, and everyone, all the guys are like making fun of him and stuff. And then all these hot chicks are like surrounding him. And he's like, "See you guys, now you get why I'm in cooking class." Things like that. Ninja Storm takes itself very lightly, but still, it's exciting outside of the suits. I really like it.
Yeah, I think Ninja Steel, not Ninja Steel. Ooh,
yes,
got me.
Let's go.
Got me doing it. Hold up. Let me check this. I just bought water, by the way. I think Ninja Storm has one of the more, I don't know if I want to say grounded, but like a little bit more realistic theme or feel to it, with just like the trio having this type of like friendship where like it just feels like a real friendship. It doesn't feel like I'm watching Mighty Morphin where everything feels so 90s, Saved by the Bell campiness. Like Ninja Storm feels like I'm watching three best friends take a trip to their Ninja Academy school, and I believe it. Like like the way they talk to each other, like everything just feels like supernatural. Like if I was talking to my best friends. That's the thing that I always loved about Ninja Storm.
And I think a thing that creates that camaraderie, or just at least really bonds them, not only great actors, but them being like the last three survivors of the school, they have to stick together. They have to have each other's backs. And I always really liked that they were like the, are we allowed to cuss on this?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Like they're the fuck ups of the entire Ninja Academy.
Yes.
But that's like Ancient Scrolls. So the three who would be chosen above the others. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that the biggest fuck ups of the Academy turn out to be the best heroes on accident, And so they have that in common that just really unites them. Like, hey, there's no one else. We have to do this.
Mm-hmm. Which is like what I was talking about before, which is a stark contrast to the Dino Thunder Rangers, where they don't really like each other at the beginning.
No,
like they're like different worlds of high school, hierarchy coming together, and that lasts for a while in that season.
Yeah, Connor is just a dick to Ethan. He's like, he's like, yeah, girls, and Ethan's like, what? And he's like, girls. They look nice, smell pretty. Ever heard of them? I was like, what an asshole. What are you doing?
You could see it here too. I think Kira kind of like jawjacks Trent a little bit. But that's when I was like, oh, that's cool. Like Connor and Shane are totally worlds apart in being Red Rangers.
Definitely.
And so to see them like go head to head, even when they just walked into the diner that the Dino Thunder Rangers are in, was like so sick of a standoff.
Dude, funniest moment in that scene where I think he's like, hey, do you guys need something to drink or something? And Shane's like, I try to stay away from sugar.
Yeah.
It makes me hyper. Like, what? Like, well, one, he's being controlled by Lothar in this moment. Yeah. So the fact that evil Shane said that makes it 10 times funnier.
Yeah.
But it's so funny to see that contrast in like what they would say.
And he's all brooding too. You did the vice. It's perfect.
Yeah. I don't know. I loved it so much watching it today that I wrote it down in my notes. I was like, I have to bring this up.
But because you guys brought up like comedic timing and everything, this is my first real time seeing Lothar, who
he's a
just amazing villain.
Yeah, dude.
In the first episode of Ninja Storm, he literally goes, Power Rangers? No one told me there would be Power Rangers. And then he's like, always like, him and his nieces, right? You have to wonder who's their mom and dad and blah, blah, blah. But him right. And them, he just would like fall asleep on his throne and they're doing some gimmick. Oh my God. He's so funny. And then when it comes down to like him in a fight, he's badass.
Yep.
He's
so like menacing.
As good, if not better than Sensei before he turned into a guinea pig. But at the very end, I love that scene of, you know, just because we're not Power Rangers doesn't mean we have power. And then yes. They all summon their elements. Hawk, you got to check this out. I'm spoiling. I'm not going to say
anything. No, it's fine.
So, chills, please, that line.
No, sorry, dude.
Yeah. But Lothar's just tearing them up, right? And then they don't have their ranger powers anymore. And then they're just like, just because we're not Power Rangers doesn't mean we have power. And they go, power of air. And everyone does their element power. And they just blast this dude, and that's why the Abyss of Evil opened up and everything. But the Abyss of Evil is another great part of this two-parter.
Is it?
So cool. I liked it. It's so cheesy.
Dude, there is one scene where they say evil 8 times. I counted. Like, and it's one. It's every single sentence, one after another.
Well, I know it's super cheesy, especially with like them like falling down and they're like not that high off the ground.
Yep.
I had to put the Abyss of Evil into Rise of the Ninja episode 2 because I love the idea of the Abyss of Evil. Mm-hmm. You can have anything that's like, oh, it was lost in the Abyss of Evil, or
anybody we got it can back down there.
Yeah, it's a MacGuffin. It's like a term for like a plot point.
Yeah.
And so I was like, guys, we got to find a cave. So we drove like 2.5 hours away from L.A., found this cave, and then we filmed this scene where Blake's son gets the Navy power disc, right? Mm, nice. But I was just like, I'm in the Abyss of Evil. I was like fanboying over a cave because I love that cheesy shit so much.
You didn't want to use the Bat Cave here in L.A.?
King Vader got into some trouble for using it, actually.
Oh, really?
I stayed away, yeah. He did a Game of Thrones thing. I don't want to, like, air his dirty laundry, but it's comical. he did a Game of Thrones thing there and just left it a mess, so we got kind of scared about going there. Oh, sorry, wow. Vader. I didn't mean to throw you under the bus, but that's why we didn't go. So we drove out to this place, and we were doing a Qui-Gon series as well, so Star Wars series.
Oh, yes, I saw
that. And I saw that cave, and I was like, post. Abyss of Evil. So we
they could shoot it right now.
Yeah.
I discovered the Batcave when I first moved to LA because me and my wife now wanted to hike the Hollywood sign. Mm. And Jem, when you're in LA, there is no real way to get to the Hollywood sign in terms of like where to start the hike because it's in a neighborhood and that neighborhood hates people coming through it. So they like always try to cover it up. So we started at Griffith Park, which is like 2 hours on the other side of the mountain. And so hiking through, we could not figure out the right trail. We just ended up in this cave. And I was just so dumbfounded. I was like, why is this random cave here? And it's the end of the trail. Nothing else is here. So mad. I went home and I told my uncle and aunt about it. And they're like, oh yeah, that's the Bat Cave. I was like, what? Like, I had no idea. I was in like this piece of history.
That's a
win though.
Yeah. Now I'm like, oh, I've been to Adam West's Bat Cave. That was cool.
What a coincidence. That's sick. I will never have anything like that happen to me in the Poconos. That'll never happen to me. I'll never just stumble upon a bat cave, you know? Yeah. So that's pretty sick.
You can do the Rocky Stairs.
Hey, that's true. I lived behind them for a little bit when I lived in Philly.
Yeah.
That's true. Nice. Thanks, man. Thanks for making me feel good.
I gotta look out.
you know, Colin was mentioning the Abyss of Evil. I think I gotta agree with you, man. I think it's a really cool thing that, you know, people like you who are making fan films or just like making stuff for the extended universe of Power Rangers that can just like touch on those things and just like bring back a villain or bring back a power. Like you were mentioning, I feel like it's so cool to just have something like that to be, it's like a pool almost of things that you just take out from. And I don't know. I just think that's really cool from like so many different standpoints. Like I think it's bigger than Ninja Storm because it could just bleed into so many other things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, one of the things about Power Rangers too, going into this era where fan films are kind of like all the rage, there's big ones like you mentioned, Unworthy, Shattered Past, all your stuff, and there's tons of people that are doing stuff, is every season has just tons of biomes, I feel like, to where it could be literally anywhere in the world or in the U.S. You're like, you have a beach, boom, you're in a Power Ranger set. There's a quarry, boom. you're in any Tokusatsu set. If you got a quarry, you're made.
You're set.
Yeah, but like there's a forest, boom, there's your ninja set and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we just did, I can't talk about the scene because it's like secret, but we just did a scene and we just wanted to be left alone, right? But it's kind of hard finding forests or places or whatever year we're in Shattered Past. But luckily this scene took place in 2021. And I was like, I just want to be left alone so we don't have to worry about, you know, playing over or kids playing behind us or whatever. And I was like, well, it's 2021. I could literally go anywhere. So we just followed this train track all the way back to this like private area. And then Sean, the director, he's like, wasn't there like a train in Power Rangers? And I go, well, there was like the Lightspeed Rescue train that is there, but that doesn't make any sense because it's just a normal train. And then there was the Super Sentai where they were train themed, but that never made it to America. And he's like, oh, so this train track means nothing. And I'm like, it means nothing.
I can't imagine like always being on set and always looking, especially for Power Rangers, always looking for Easter eggs to throw in there like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's a nice boulder. What could that be?
The Daishi Rock.
Yeah.
You know, now that you mentioned, you know, the train theme Sentai, I it just made me think, would you guys ever, for the Power Rangers Extended Universe specifically, would you guys ever use any suits or powers from Sentai seasons that haven't been adapted, like Tokyuger or like Zuoger?
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, like I told you guys, I do a lot of research when, I mean, I have a pretty good knowledge of Power Rangers already, but I always go back and read the entire wiki. I watch clips, I watch their debut episode, and then I go into the Super Sentai of things. And so that being said, I learn a lot about the seasons that never make it over to America.
Right.
And if the opportunity arises where it makes sense, like I'm telling you guys, I want to go balls to the wall for Omega Force. I want it to be something that no one's ever seen before, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of thing where I would love to bring in something Sentai related that like us Americans would want to have seen. Yeah. I have a few favorite suits. I don't know anything about the characters, but I was like, I would love to have that suit in our show, or that power, or that weapon. So yes, absolutely. And nice. It's funny, William Schufelt's like, dude, I hate my Morpher, the big bulky star.
Yeah.
So he's like, I wish we used my sword. And then I was like, dude, you know, this is why we're doing this. Because one, he wants to like redeem Brody and like, you know, really make it his own guy. And two, I was like, we can do whatever we want. So we're starting to collect different things from different ninja series, and I haven't debuted an episode yet, but I have a 3D printed brand new Morpher for Brody to use, which cut bases on everything from Ninja Storm, Ninjetti, Ninja Steel, even the Alien Rangers. They're all within this one Morpher. And so, cool. Like he wanted to switch it to the sword to match the Sentai, and I was like, no, dude, just a wrist thing, like Ninja Storm, super easy.
You know? Yeah.
So I'm all about just encompassing everything that I would want to see as a Power Ranger fan. So sorry for the long answer, but yes is my answer.
Yeah, no, that's a great answer, man. I love to hear that stuff. Just because like as somebody that loves seasons, like, I don't know, like Lupin Ranger versus Pacha Ranger, I know now that I don't think we're going to get that season anytime soon. But for people like you who are making stories like this that can come to life just because you have the passion for it, I think it's just really cool that there's potential to see those things in another medium.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I'm all about doing stuff that people haven't seen before. Like the Pink Omega Ranger was literally just because I was reading the comic and I was like, hey, there's no pink one. Dibs. And then we started.
We check mine.
Let me get that.
Yeah. So we have the suit. We have the helmet. The actress Lexi is just amazing on and off screen. And I'm just really glad that people are accepting it. It's not like sorry, DJ, wherever you are, but it's not like they go, hey, that's a turbo helmet with a space suit. And they just like,
Every time I see that comment on your stuff, I get so mad. Dude, it's like, yes, of course it is, guys.
They like think
are you guys watching? Me.
And I'm like, that's on purpose. Like he shouts out, Red Fusion Ranger, right?
Yeah.
And they think they're like, oh, well, you don't even know. And I'm like, you didn't catch me. It's on purpose. Go away. And then when we debuted the Pink Omega Ranger, everyone's just like, oh, cool. You're doing a Pink Omega Ranger. All fine with it. So
they got that one.
These different fans react.
Excuse me. I want to like take it on the other side of Jem's question, though. Is there anything you wouldn't touch just because like you think that's perfect or you just want to forget all about it? Like either side of the spectrum.
Ooh, or maybe you think that Hasbro might use it soon, or maybe you want to wait to see if there's a Power Ranger adaption of it.
I was worried that they were going to grab Pink Omega because they had all the other colors. So I grabbed as fast as I could.
Copyright is in the mail. We got it signed over to us. Yeah.
I always joke with the guys that because we work with Boom artists and Boom people. Like they're working on our comic. I mean, it's all unofficial and freelance, and we don't sell them, so we're not doing anything illegal. Mm-hmm. But I'm always like, Boom knows who we are. Just put my face on the Omega Ranger and I'll die. I'll be like, that was good. This is all worth it. But no, nothing that like I think that Hasbro is going to take. But as for something that I don't want to touch, the furry masks that they use for like Kruger and the hamster.
Oh god,
I can't do it. But I have so much respect for We the Geeks of East LA. They did SPD versus Predator.
Yes,
and they had just like an alien, right? But it was this. I'm laughing because it's awesome that they did it. It's furry just like Sentai, and it's this furry fox, and it's like just like Sentai. And I respect the hell out of them for doing it, but I will never do it. So it took me out and I started laughing. But I respect that they were paying homage to Sentai. So I guess the thing that I wouldn't touch is the furry creatures.
I love that probably the easiest thing to replicate. You're just like, yeah, that's the one we're not doing.
I can't do it, man. It just took me straight out of it. And ever since First Ninja, I've been pretty anti-rubber monsters just because I think it's way more interesting to put Rangers against other like humanoid type things. Mm-hmm. And so we've always pretty much stayed away from that. We've basically fought other Rangers or ninjas and minions and stuff like that. But then I saw Unworthy do that big wolf monster in Ep 3. Yeah. And it looked pretty good. It was pretty good. So I'm not against it anymore. But yeah, there's nothing that's like, I think is like totally off limits. I always say it needs to make sense. And I won't force things in. Like, we got this Magna Defender. Oh, shit. When does this come out?
Right now. We're live right now.
Fuck. We got this Magna Defender opportunity.
Toy? Yeah.
I was hyped no matter what. But it needed to make sense. So I did everything I could to make it make sense. And then just something clicked in my head. And I was like, oh, you know. Magna Defender passed his power down like that. So, mm-hmm. you know, possession. So let's do it. So things like that, I'm always open to. I just don't want to force anything just because of fan service. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Because we were talking about it before we went live too. The Magna Defender thing as well. I'm sorry. But
I suck. I'm like Tom Holland, dude.
Well, you said Omega Force too. And I was like, has he talked about that?
Yes,
anywhere?
I've announced that.
Okay, cool.
I released the logo and everything.
Okay, good. But I was going to ask because we were talking about how you get in touch with all these people, all these different actors that you have coming in. How hard is it? Cause you write the scripts yourself for Shattered Past. How hard is it to just roll with the punches and be like, hey, we got this person that wants to be in it. All right, let's come up with something for them.
It's pretty easy because Sam's power to collect shit is just, it's a big, big open, like, yes, please, more, you know?
Yeah.
It's a matter of like, I mean, props are expensive. We're not making money off this. So it's more of like, do we have the prop? Do we have the morpher? Do we have the suit, the helmet? What can I do to make this at least introduce it? So like the Catherine Sutherland thing, that was DJ's connect because they did a short together. And I was like, what do I want to do with Catherine Sutherland? And then the whole thing happened with Time Force Red's power up and this one Zeonizer, one Chronomorpher, you know, all these things. It just happened really organically. And we don't, if she wants to come back, we're down, but we don't really need to bother her again, you know? So that one happened really organically. And the Zeo Charge suit came from a design by Washi. So all these little things started connecting. And then Dade and I created the suit was designed by Washi, which is a very talented artist that works with Unworthy. And then we wanted Dade to not just be the Time Force Red Ranger. We wanted to be something special because we're all kind of becoming the special fusion rangers, so to speak. And so when it came to Catherine, I was like, I just need to give you half of a Zeonizer and then we'll figure out the rest on our own. But we just got to make that a crucial part that the Zeo energy is going to power up your Chronomorpher. And then boom, you get this new form, a one-of-a-kind ranger. So that was very, very lucky. And then when it came to...
The Catherine one was the one I was going to point out specifically because it's such a self-contained cameo, so to speak,
yes.
that like after it's done, you're like, okay, I don't need any more of that. That is, it is, it is perfect where it stood.
Yeah, and if she comes back, I saw her Ranger Legacy, and you know, we're all masked up, and it was quick, and I'm sure it's pretty overwhelming because I gave her a lot to say, and I went up to her and I was like, "Hey, Catherine," and she said, "Oh, hi, Colin," and she remembered me, which was really nice, and I want to be like, and I said, "Thank you so much for being a part of this." She's a big face on our Extended Universe poster, mm-hmm. and I gave her one. And I was like, if you ever want to come back, we would love to have you. And she's like, okay, thank you so much. But no, like, yeah, I'm back. Just let me know. Yeah. And with David Yost, he had a lot of specific things that he wanted and wouldn't do, which was really interesting to me. So that one wasn't very easy because I didn't want to jeopardize the story. But man, did I want Billy in our show, you know? So that one was interesting. And then this Magna Defender one. Russell hasn't done anything Power Rangers in so long, not even appearances or anything. So I had to pitch him the story and what's going to happen, what he's going to wear, where this is going afterwards. And then once I sent it all, he goes, "That sounds good. Add some comedy." And I was like, "Add some comedy." So a lot of the times it happens naturally just because my team is so amazing that we all just kind of work together to make it happen. But then there's sometimes bringing these Rangers back that they could have came back on anything, but the fact that they came back with us, they want to do what they want to do for that character. So it really does vary. Sorry, another long answer, but
it's, no, no, I'm dude. Loving it.
Absolutely. You're totally fine. I actually had one final question just on my end, because I figured we'd start wrapping up at some point, but just for anybody watching this, that, or anybody watching the Power Rangers New EU, what would you say to them if they were trying to get into maybe Power Ranger fan films or Tokusatsu fan films in general? Maybe you're talking to Colin from 20 years ago. What would you tell him if he was really trying to get into this whole shindig?
My first advice is to surround yourself with people that believe in your idea. It's really hard if they're like doing you a favor or you feel like you owe them. So get people that believe in your idea. And that when you have the right people on your side, you can do anything. And I know that's a really Power Rangers answer, but it's so true. Second, don't be afraid to not release something. You learn so much. Every time there's action cut, I learn something new. And there's a lot of stuff that doesn't make it into the episode or full episodes or full shorts that we never release that we learn so much from. So it's all about just getting started, getting out there, making something, anything, and learning from it. And don't feel pressured to post it. And number three, if you're going to get started, you can do anything with a phone and a morpher. I mean, like, get out there, be creative. The very first thing we did for Shattered Pass was just me, my morpher, and I'm running from lasers. And then, like, you know, now we're five episodes deep. So surround yourself with like-minded people that believe in your idea. Don't be afraid to not release something. Just practice and just get started. I mean, like, I was so scared to get started in filmmaking in general 10 years ago. And then once I started, I just kept trying to get better, kept trying to grow. But once I had the right people on my side, everything just got bigger, better, and easier. So those are my top three pieces of advice.
That's amazing advice, man. Thank you so much for answering that.
Two things we got to do before we wrap up here. Getting back to the episodes that we watched, give me your guys' money shots for the episode.
Civilian fight. I'm going for it.
Nice. Yeah. It's really good. Honestly, I might have to go with the confrontation at Haley's Juice Bar. Mm-hmm. Just the whole, I try to stay away from sugar, it makes me hyper situation. Like, all that is just like, for me, like, I'll remember that as like a really funny thing. And we hadn't really mentioned it throughout the episode, but rest in peace to Shane and Sensei's actors. They have both passed away at this point, but absolutely iconic for me. And I don't know, I always loved Ninja Storm, so it was really cool to see them back.
You guys are going to leave me with having the burden to do the morph sequence, right?
Yeah. Let's all put morph sequence number one.
And then mine is actually going to be the double battleizer finisher. Yes. You mentioned it before.
Yeah,
and
just, nice.
There's a point in there because when watching it, as soon as they went battleizer, I was like, this is going to be it for me. Yeah. And there's a point where I'm like, oh, wait, no, this might just be stock footage on both sides. Mm-hmm. But they hit the finish and then they land and they both just look so cool when they turn. The explosion goes off and it's just classic Power Rangers to a T, where I was like, this is it. Like, sometimes the simplest answer is the best one.
I agree. Yes. I was going to choose that one too, and then I started thinking about how hyped I was when I first saw it. But all great answers.
Yeah, if I had to pick a number two, it would be Cam walking into the destroyed school.
Okay.
Because I really liked that shot. It's like from the back of him, and then it turns around to the front. And I was just like, this is such a cool moment of like, he's walking in and like, hey, this is his, you know, his dad's place just in shambles now.
Yeah, I like that. I think if I had to pick a number two real quick, just thinking about it now, it's not a scene, but the single shot that you see Cam and Trent together morphed, just seeing the Green Samurai and White Drago Ranger, really cool. And that's something that, again, I left that just expecting that in every team up after that, just like seeing six Rangers team up. And like, again, I mentioned Time Force and Wild Force earlier. Seeing Quantum Ranger and Lunar Wolf was, again, something that I was just like, God, this is so cool to see. Like, aside from the main five teaming up, like, you get those six Rangers doing stuff too.
I agree, man.
And I was kind of, go ahead.
I was going to say, shout out to the Wired run that Shane does.
Yeah. Iconic, honestly. Yep. Yeah.
I was going to pick the Cam and Trent team up, but when something is missing when Cam takes off the shield. Like, it's just, it doesn't look right to my eyes.
Really? I love it. Love it.
Piccolo, when Piccolo takes off his cape.
I get the reference of it. It's like the Rock Lee Naruto style. Yes. But like, it's the suit looks so plain without it.
Okay.
Kind of looks like I don't know. You see a lot of them on TikTok, but the zip up suits that people order for Power Rangers,
the Zentai suits,
like the morph suits or whatever they're called. It reminds me of that because it's just solid one color, and it's just,
well, he has the eagle thing, the bird thing.
He has the thing in the middle, and he has a belt, but it's just like the rest of it's just,
it's like naked
solid.
He's like, let me get this armor off. Bring back the shield.
The other thing we do is rate the suits. So I thought, since we have the two teams, we can rate the two titular teams of these shows. Jem, where are you putting the Ninja Storm and the Dino Fury Rangers? Why did I do it the other word? The other time. The Dino Thunder Rangers.
Okay, so, I mean, the Ninja Storm suits for me, like, aside from the ninja aspect, are just really cool. Like, I love the gold plating on the helmets. I think that's a really nice touch. And you can see all of their, like, animals in their helmets, even though it's not an animal-themed season, especially for the Thunder Rangers. I love the insect aspect of that. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'm kind of going to rank them a little high because, again, aside from the main five, I love Green Samurai. Like the helmet switch, everything is really cool. So I think I'm going to go with like an 8 or a 9. I rarely give stuff a 10 just because I always think there's room for improvement for a lot of things. So like 8 or a 9 for Ninja Storm. For Dino Thunder, there's a simplicity to them that I do enjoy. And as a kid, I always thought that the white on the suits were homaging the diamond in MMPR. But of course, it's a Sentai decision. It's like, that doesn't have anything to do with Mighty Morphin. But I did like that white pattern because it did remind me of MMPR, and it being a Dino season and having Tommy, of course. So I don't know. I don't think I love them more than the Ninja Storm one, so I think I might give them like a 7 or an 8.
Okay, Colin, where are you putting them?
Well, Ninja Storm is my favorite costume. Like, my favorite, like, they're my favorite Ranger suits. Mm-hmm. And that was leaning me towards why I chose Ninja Storm for first ninja. And I loved the Academy suits, which I know we're not reviewing, but so because they're my favorite, I don't know what I would change. I wish they had a powered up version, but otherwise I wish they had that. But
it does feel weird when all the Dino Thunder Rangers start powering up. And the Ninja Stormer is just like, are you done? All right, let's go. Cool.
Yeah.
The only thing they have is the gold mode on the sword. And
yes, I was thinking about that.
I wrote that into EP4 of Shattered Past because I was like, got it. So I go, gold mode, and I kill Psycho Green. Spoiler. So maybe I'm being overdramatic. I'm going to do 10 for Ninja Storm because they're my favorite.
We got a 10, baby.
Yeah, I love Ninja Storm.
Yes.
And that's also my favorite Battleizer, so of course it's 10. And
oh, my God. That Battleizer, I agree with you there. It's top 3 for me. I love Shane's Battleizer.
And then for Dino Thunder, I do really like their helmets, but I'm going to say I don't like the white diamonds. I think they're a little too busy. So I'm going to go with a 7.5 for Dino Thunder.
Nice.
What do you think of the White Diamonds when they become, when they go into their
I love spikes. That. I still yeah. remember it goes, rah, you know?
Yep. Like,
yeah. And do you guys know the story about the Triassic Ranger?
About with Devin?
Yeah. So yeah. America didn't know if Triassic was Ranger was going to be a new Ranger or just a power-up form of Connor. So really? They're going to have that goofy reporter guy be the Triassic yeah. Ranger. And then yeah. Triassic Ranger was just a powered up form, so they kept it to Connor. But mm-hmm. There's no like really cool way to combine red, blue, and yellow, right? But that suit made yellow gold and like a darker blue. And I thought yeah. it was great. So yeah, 7.5 across the board, but there are things in Dino Thunder that I really like Super Dino Mode and Triassic.
Nice. Yeah. I've always liked the Ninja Storm suits. For not watching the season, I think mm-hmm. the Thunder Rangers look cool as hell.
Yeah.
I think Cam has always looked cool as hell. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of them, they're like, they're simple, they're sleek, and they're just like, one of my biggest things with suits is I want to look at them and know what that is. Okay. And I think Ninja Storm Rangers, you can look at them and be like, oh, I understand.
Yeah, the arms really help. The netting.
Yeah, like right off the bat, like, oh, okay, those are ninjas. Yeah. So I think I'm going to give those a 9.
Okay.
Yeah, because I really do like those suits. The Dino Thunder suits have a special place in my heart because, like I said, came back. I was like, that's Tommy's in that one. I got to watch it. But I also think Tommy's Black Ranger suit is one of the worst suits in Power Rangers. Like, it's just it's just not appealing to me.
Big Brachio horn thing?
Yeah, what? It has the gold in, but it also feels like one of those suits that just kind of gives up and is like, oh, here's more black. Like, just put more black on there. And on the other side, I really like Trent's suit.
Trent's suit's great.
But amazing. I do think, like you said, the simplicity of the other suits is just fine. Like, the core three, it's all right. It's fine. It's nothing special. I would give them probably a 7, if not a 7.5, right up there.
Nice. Okay. We all pretty much agree then.
Yeah.
Ring around the same. I like that.
Another cool thing about Ninja Storm suits is their visors go.
Yes, I do love that. Anytime you can see an actor's face, whether it be the broken yeah. mask, the Lightspeed Rescue did the cover over the mouth and nose, right. which yep. I loved. That's always my jam.
Yeah, I was just going to say Ninja Storm is just a level up from Lightspeed where you actually just get to see it open fully. You see their face. Mm-hmm. Really dig that.
Yeah, I love that so much. Colin, you got anything you want to plug?
Yes. So I've been talking about it on and off throughout this awesome interview/review. Power Rangers Extended Universe. Power Rangers Shattered Past is our next release, and I'm really excited about it. It's going to be our biggest and best episode yet. And ironically enough, it's Ninja Storm themed. So we have a lot of surprises in there. New Rangers, returning Rangers. It's going to be dope. But also just check out our other shows if you want to learn about the entire Extended Universe, because it's always growing, always evolving, always morphing, is what I like to say. So Power Rangers First Ninja is a prequel to Ninja Storm. Power Rangers Shattered Past is just every season you could imagine. Rise of the Ninja is a sequel to Ninja Steel, but touches bases on all the Ninja series. And then Bloodline of the Grid is a sequel to In Space, and all four of these shows are connected. So it's a lot of fun to watch and piece together, and very happy to be a part of it, and I love my team.
Yeah. Do you have a solid like time frame in as to when episode 5 of Shattered Past is coming out?
Yes, mid February, I believe.
Okay, cool.
Oh, nice.
So really soon.
Yeah, it's you know, we juggle a lot at once, but Shattered Past is one of those shows where we were all split up in different timelines, right? So we could film with DJ over here, Date over here, me over here, so we were able to keep it going while doing all the other ones simultaneously, but it's coming out soon. And we have one more scene to film, which I've already spoiled, but everything else is in post-production and lots of VFX and stuff, but it's going to be worth it.
That's dope. Oh, yeah. I guess I have one more question before we like wrap up completely. You said you started 2 years ago. Was that before or after the pandemic started?
So First Ninja was at the end of, or at the beginning of 2019, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was, we had four conventions ready in the March of 2020. Wait, no, 2019. Dude, I don't even know.
March of 2020 is when everything shut down.
Okay. Thank you. I just got confused for a second. So we were like hitting our peak. We were doing all these different shows at once, and we had four conventions with different panels and screenings and stuff. Then everything shut down, and we had to put a big pause on everything. But luckily, we were able to release First Ninja Ep 2 and Shattered Past Ep 2 during the pandemic. Then we were able to start filming again, following the guidelines, of course.
Yeah, and you guys have like been on a roll ever since.
Yeah, I always say I'll stop when I'm dead. I love filming so much. And these people are my best friends, they're my family. And every weekend we try to get something filmed, even if we like make up a scene. Like Elvin, our producer, was like, "Hey, everyone's busy this weekend. Can you come up with a scene with just you?" And I go, "I could talk to my future self." So we filmed a scene with me talking to Bloodline Sam, and it's pretty cool. So we just are always trying to be creative, make content, and just keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, it's always flexing that muscle too. Like you said, a lot of stuff gets left on the cutting room floor, but if you shoot it, that's more experience going into it.
Exactly. Going into
the next thing. Yeah. Yep.
And then a lot of it's like, oh, I have to wear tights this weekend. Let's diet.
Hit that gym.
I'm like, no more drinking games with the boys.
Yeah. Calm down, Andros. I can't do that right now. I got to shoot.
Hawk, I was referring to you and blowing the name. I can't.
No shoot this weekend, guys. Hawk totally screwed up this drinking game we were playing. I'm like 8 shots in.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so that we always gear up leading up to the tights and helmet scene because it's a lot on your body.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just there in this like tiny little helmet. Like
he's like, this is my dream. Yeah. I love this.
It's worth seeing like the fight against Draken. I'm like, hey, that's me. I remember I couldn't breathe during that scene. Yeah.
I almost died in the scene.
Man, I wish I would have stood up straight. Oh, yeah, I was dying. I was lacking oxygen. That's why.
And the director goes, all right, 3, 2, 1, suck it in and action.
That's why I can't wear Power Ranger suits. Like, I'm never going to get to that point.
I want a SWAT armor so bad so I don't have to suck anymore. Just like armoring it up.
Jem, you want to tell people what we're doing it next week?
Yes, absolutely. Next week, we have another special guest joining us from We Are the Geeks of LA. We have Jimmy is a Geek coming on the podcast. Yeah, he's coming through, and we're watching Jetman Episode 1 with him. So come through next week, and we'll be watching Jetman with Jimmy. Ooh, that's a nice hashtag, Jetman
with Jimmy.
But yeah, that's what we'll be doing next week, so come and stop by for that.
Yep.
Colin,
you just cut me off. I got stuff to
say. Sorry, dude. Were we going to say the same thing?
No, I was just going to say, also Sunday, we're doing a special Tokusatsu World Detour here on the channel.
Boom.
We are watching the newly released Superhero Senki, Kamen Rider Saber, and Zenkaiger just got released with subs. And then afterwards, me and Jem will be reviewing it for the podcast, and it'll be up on all your podcast services that day, pretty much.
Boom. Yeah, definitely. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube after February, there should be a card for you to watch episode 5 of Shattered Past. So make sure to check that out.
Yeah. Now, Jem, I give it to you.
Colin. What are
you
to say? Colin, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, man. I had a lot of fun. I don't want to speak for Hawk. I'm sure he had a horrible time. But thank you so much for coming on and like answering some questions and just talking Power Rangers with us. I had a lot of fun, man.
Man, I had a blast too. You guys are awesome. If you ever want me back on again, it's a yes. You guys are amazing.
Hell yeah.
And also, if you ever want anything shared, Crimson Vision is all Power Rangers fans, so I got your back. Just send it to me, and I'll share it around.
Awesome, man.
I got some sweet My Little Pony content I'm going to send.
Like, can I share it? This?
Lastly, Colin, where can the people find you on the internet?
The one I'm most active on is at Colin K. Bass on Instagram, but you can find all of our shows on the Crimson Vision Studios YouTube and the Nerdbot YouTube. But I'm pretty active in posting anything new, especially spoilers on Colin K. Bass on Instagram.
And TikTok as well.
Yes. Nice, I try not to spoil that. I try to keep it like funny, quick videos, but I don't know. I just get excited and I want the fans to be excited. So I send that.
Yeah.
Totally. Please don't comment on any of Colin's things. That is the in-space Red Ranger with the turbo helmet.
Ooh, you got me.
But yeah, I mean, my name is Jem. You can find me on any social media platform at Pronghorn Heroes. Just a quick reminder to anybody that doesn't know, my name isn't Pronghorn Heroes. I'm just Jem from Pronghorn Heroes. Just in case anybody calls me Pronghorn Heroes, I always feel so awkwardly saying, that's not my name. It's just the thing I do. You know, it's the channel I made or whatever. But yeah, you can find Pronghorn Heroes on any social media platform, and you can find me here every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with my dude Hawk Ailies for the Tokusatsu World Tour podcast.
Thanks, PH. That's my favorite nickname that people call you. My name is Hawk, or Hawk Ailies. Don't call me anything else. You can find me right here every Tuesday, Wednesday, and mostly Thursdays at twitch.tv/HawkAilies over and also over at youtube.com/HawkAilies. I got all my content there. And then any other social media place you can find. And that's about it.
Beautiful.
Guys, let's end it with the Ninja Storm morph. You guys got
nice.
It?
Nice. Yeah.
Ooh. All right. Hawk, you got it?
Count it down.
Wait, hold on. What are we doing?
All right. So I'm going to go ready, and you'll go ready, and then we go Ninja Storm, Ranger Form, Ha.
Okay.
All right. You got so bad at these.
Ready.
Ready.
Ninja Storm.
Ranger Form.
Ha.
Yes. We did it, and it was perfect.
There's not video evidence of it not being perfect.
You can edit it so it all goes together, right?
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
Mine's in a completely different shirt in the rest of the podcast. Like, I have a haircut. This is 3 days later of practicing.
You put our heads on the Rangers. In the
like, see, guys? It was perfect. Thank you, everyone in the chat, for watching. Go to our YouTube channel, subscribe. Go subscribe to Crimson Vision and watch Power Rangers Shattered Past. Episode 5 comes out in February. Thank you so much from myself, my co-conductor, Jem, and our special guest, Colin Bass. It's been a pleasure. Have a good night.